Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Talking about how much we're entitled to know. I think we've moved into an era where a lot of people feel that they are entitled to see and hear and know everything. Everything needs to be splashed in the media, on social media. I'm saying, you know, especially when people pass away, maybe it's the way that I grew up. It's just not the time to get too much detail, like when the news breaks. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't understand things will come out eventually, but like in the headline or in the main story, is it not just enough to know that someone passed away and that it's time for grieving and condolences and thinking of the family? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, am I just conservative thinking when it comes to these kinds of things? Tim Du Plessis is on the line, head of current affairs at KKNet, former editor of Rapport. Tim, thank you for your tijd. Goeiemorgen.
Goeiemorgen, Martin.
Tim, so 'n vraag hierso. In 2019 voel dit vir my of ons nou klein bietjie oorig raak met wat ons dink ons behoort te weet van almal. Stem jy saam of nie?
Ja. Martin, is baie interessant hoe die ekosisteem verander het waarbinne ons werk. Toe ek redakteur van Rapport was, het ons baie van hierdie tipe stories gedoen. Dis die kos van oral in die wêreld, dis die stapelvoedsel van 'n Sondagkoerant. En dit was voordat sosiale media die kritieke massa geraak het wat dit nou is. En die goed wat jy op sosiale media lees, ons praat van kwetsende goed, ek het bietjie geluister na die inbellers vanoggend, ons praat van kwetsende goed wat mense nie hoef te weet nie. Daar's 'n oormag van daai goed op sosiale media. Streng gesproke, die hoofstroom media, die ou tradisionele media, koerante, radio, televisie en so, hulle is eintlik baie versigtig met wat hulle publiseer. En daarom is net vir my snaaks geweest, is veral rondom James Small, jy weet hoe hy nou dood is. Daar het erger goed oor mense wat doodgaan op sosiale media verskyn. Niemand maak hulle waarde oor nie, maar dat een hoofstroom publikasie nou iets doen, dan barst daar 'n hele groot kwaad los. Ek kan nie dit altyd mooi verstaan nie. Maar ek hoor die punt wat sê ons moet mense se privaatheid respekteer. Ek aanvaar dit heeltemal en ek meen die reg op privaatheid is 'n fundamentele reg onder die grondwet. Maar ons moet ook aanvaar as mense 'n sekere hoë profiel bereik as hulle presteer, het sy in sport of in teater of in vermaak, of selfs in die politiek en so, dan, you sacrifice a bit of your privacy when you enter that area.
So, from what you're saying as well, I'm also understanding the following. It's becoming tough for mainstream media to match what's on social media anyway.
Yeah.
Because did that one mainstream publication that you refer to now, the James Small case, did they maybe feel, well, how the heck are we going to break news? People don't just want to know this. They want to know more because that's what's out there. So now we have to match that. And that is a slippery slope. Dis 'n bietjie van 'n gevaarlike stoel.
Absolutely. But you know what? People wouldn't have complained if James Small had lived an exemplary life. You know, let's accept the fact that he had an interesting and maybe sometimes complicated private life. If a Springbok rugby hero dies tomorrow, he led an exemplary private life. And the only nice things are written. He said he died peacefully, surrounded by his family. You know, the whole country is in mourning, you know, after the passing of this national hero and all that. Then his children and his relatives and his friends are not going to come complain.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, you know. And one of your callers made the point this morning. He said, if you don't want the fact published that you visited some controversial place like a Streel Perseel, as we would say in Afrikaans, then don't go there.
Yeah. Ek hoor wat jy sê.
As jy bekende mens is,
en jy
oorweeg iets om iets te doen wat jy nie wil hê mense moet weet nie, moenie dit doen nie, then just don't do it.
It feels unfair to me. I hear what you're saying. Ek hoor wat jy sê, en in Bella ook gesê het, maar it just, you know, it almost feels to me in South African terms it's unfair. These American celebrities and famous people become millionaires, billionaires, for that sacrifice. Because each sacrifice like that must come with some kind of exchange.
Yeah.
Stanier.
Yeah.
But
you must be compensated in some way.
You must be compensated in some way. But in South African terms, like, I don't know, for the lack of compensation, don't we get a bit of privacy? You know what I'm saying?
Give him some space. I absolutely understand that, you know, I know quite a lot of newspaper editors, especially former ones. Joburg is the highly populated town with former editors. And, you know, they all fret about those decisions. They don't take them lightly. But now, sometimes, you know, I read an obituary in a newspaper of a pretty famous person who died. Mm. And then it's a whitewash, as if this person had no mistakes at all. And life is not like that, you know. When we reflect upon people that passed on, we must be fair. I mean, don't emphasize and make a big spiel of what they got wrong. Rather focus on what they got right and what went good for them in their lives. But also mention that, you know, it's this whole thing. The media, people say they must be objective and factual. Of course they must be factual. Objectivity is a very difficult thing to attain because we all have subjective views on stuff. But be fair and try to be as accurate as you possibly can.
I like that.
Fairness is balancing whatever you do. That's, you know, the real thing. You know, yesterday when I spoke to your producers, he said something about a picture of Mark Batchelor that appeared in the newspaper of him, you know, after he was killed in his car.
That's
I haven't seen such a picture. It's horrible. I haven't seen such a picture in any of the mainstream newspapers. They're circulated on social media.
Yeah.
Why is there not an outcry about that? Because there should be an outcry. You don't show dead people.
No.
Full stop.
People have lost their minds. We're not entitled to seeing that.
I like
what you said there. You said be realistic about it, be fair about it, balanced about it. And I think, and that comes back to what I said earlier, I think we all have a gut feel that we sometimes ignore in what is appropriate and fair and what is just urach.
Absolutely.
I think if we keep going, and what you just said now, the last thing you said, I think most of our gut feel will tell us that is just inappropriate, sharing inappropriate pictures like that. And once again, we know this. And coming back to what Alma said earlier, stop clicking on it because stop creating a demand. Mm-hmm. And then we'll correct the imbalance that I am kind of feeling at the moment. Yeah. Tim, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Ek waardeer dit hoor. Lekker met jou te gesels.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. Cheers, Tim.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Tim du Plessis is the head of current affairs at CakeNet at the moment and former editor of Sunday newspaper Report, just weighing in on our topic this morning.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Hey, think I'm ready, baby.
Martin en Span, julle is freaking awesome.
You give me a feeling so strong.
Jacaranda.